Hey, I hear strange stuff in my headphones. Can you help me out? All right. Now do I hear me? Do I hear me? Here I come. Check 1, 2, test. Test, test, test. Okay. This is headline read number one. Are you ready? For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. In the headlines, Reince Priebus says Donald Trump feels slighted by the recusal of Jeff Sessions and he's not going to let it go. A new Marquette Law School poll is being released today. Charles Franklin will join the Devil's Advocates this afternoon at 3:30 to discuss the new poll results. A DREAM Act march and rally is planned for this afternoon from 3 to 5 in Racine near Paul Ryan's office. The event is intended to encourage the House Speaker to bring a clean DREAM Act bill to the House floor for a vote. And the Bucks beat the Pistons last night 118-110. They go down to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tonight. Okay, ready for number two? Okay, this is number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. In the headlines, Senator Tammy Baldwin says she is deeply troubled by comments made by the attorney nominated by Donald Trump for federal judge in Wisconsin's Eastern District. Newly released documents show that Foxconn was also considering Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Indiana for their factory. And a governor candidate forum will take place tomorrow evening at MATC in Milwaukee. It's your chance to ask questions of Wisconsin's gubernatorial candidates. The forum starts at 6 p.m. at 700 West State Street, and the public is invited. Okay, so here comes number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. In the headlines, Reince Priebus says Donald Trump feels slighted by the recusal of Jeff Sessions, and he's not going to let it go. Newly released documents show that Foxconn was also considering Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Indiana for their factory. And a DREAM Act march and rally is planned for this afternoon from 3 to 5 in Racine near Paul Ryan's office. The event is intended to encourage the House Speaker to bring a clean DREAM Act bill to the House floor for a vote. Okay, and here's number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. In the headlines, Senator Tammy Baldwin says she is deeply troubled by comments made by the attorney nominated by Donald Trump for federal judge in Wisconsin's Eastern District. A new Marquette Law School poll is being released today. Charles Franklin will join the Devil's Advocates this afternoon at 3:30 to discuss the new poll results. A governor candidate forum will take place tomorrow evening at MATC in Milwaukee. It's your chance to ask questions of Wisconsin's gubernatorial candidates. The forum starts at 6 p.m. at 700 West State Street, and the public is invited. And the Bucks beat the Pistons last night 118-110. They go down to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tonight. Today, mostly cloudy and windy. We'll have gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, snow likely with an inch or two of accumulation possible. Windy with gusts up to 35 miles an hour and lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. And for Wednesday, partly sunny with highs in the low 30s. Right now, 34 degrees. Am I supposed to be doing temperatures? Okay. And last thing is for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, right? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.